This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Alison Goldfrapp.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Beach Boys and God Only Knows. As you can probably hear, I'm not making this week's show. I'm not pre-recording it in my little house in North Manchester. I'm pre-recording it in the street. I'm in Los Angeles, California, outside the Wiltshire, which is where we're playing tonight. It's the last day of Elbow's US tour, and the whole tour we've been opened up for by John Grant, the wonderful John Grant, who's been sharing the stage with us. John's become a good friend, and we're all really going to miss him. So I'm going to interview him in the second half of the show, and he's going to play some of his tunes and some of others, we hope. It's not called the Wiltshire, it's called the Wilton. I'm just looking at my tour laminate, and since we last spoke in Minneapolis, you and I, I've been to Vancouver, Portland, the Sasquatch Music Festival in Quincy, which was stunning in more ways than one, as I'll tell you about later on, the Fox Theatre in Oakland, and yeah, we finish here tonight at the Wilton in Los Angeles. What else have I got for you on the show? John Grant in the second half. Oh yeah, the theme of the show is the music of Los Angeles. Lots of psych, lots of flower power stuff. All good, that's the main thing, isn't it? No Song for Guy recommendations this week, just because I've been so busy with the tour, I've not had a chance to download your suggestions. But they will not go to waste. I'll just use them next week, something like that. Going to hear now from Love. They are an LA band indeed, Arthur Lee's Love. Fantastic outfit. I discovered through my friend Joe Devlin. His Uncle Paddy gave him a record collection, his entire record collection, when Joe turned 16. And we spent a summer rifling through it, and we discovered everything from Stiff Little Fingers to Syd Barrett's Pink Floyd to Love Forever Changes is the album. I missed the opportunity to see them play in Manchester when he was alive, because he has now very sadly died. But apparently it was an amazing set. Which song did I pick? Let me just look at my little list. Here we go. So I'm going to play the Daily Planet. I absolutely love this tune. It'll forever remind me of being a teenager in my first band, and of course of this great city. Welcome everybody. Here's Love with the Daily Planet. Love and the Daily Planet, still on the street outside the Wilton in Los Angeles. Soundcheck going on inside. Beautiful hot day here in Los Angeles. Excuse me. As you can hear, my voice is a little bit tired, but we've had a great tour. Very eventful. I'll tell you all about it as we move through the show. The events of Sasquatch Festival, particularly interesting. But right now, let's hear from another LA musician, from Frank Zappa. Wasn't he made Minister of Culture in Prague or something bizarre like that? But by turns, like, very interesting, very experimental and very funny. But my favourite Frank Zappa record is Hot Rats. I think it's a great album, and Captain Beefheart makes an appearance on it, although not in this song. This is the opening tune. Did you hear that crow then? Yeah, even the animals in this town want to be in show business. Know what I mean? This is Peaches on Regalia. This is the opening tune from Frank Zappa's Hot Rats. If you want somewhere to start with Frank Zappa, that's the place to start. If you don't like that record, you're not going to like his music. I once heard his son being interviewed. I think it was on Radmack's show. on this very station, interviewing his son. And all I remember of the interview was that his, whoever was interviewing him, whether it was Mark or Stuart, said, was he quite a stern taskmaster when you were working with your father musically? And his son said, he never raised his voice, but if he raised his eyebrow, it was like a laser beam in the face. It's an image I've never forgotten. One you should ponder while I walk to the supermarket down the road, get some supplies. I'm actually buying some wrapping paper to wrap John Grant's present. Isn't that nice of me? And you think about laser beams in the faces of the children of Frank Zappa. Here he is, Peaches on Regalia. Peaches and Regalia by Frank Zappa from the album Hot Rats, which is a good place to start with his music.
I grew up in a time when I was lucky enough to see music actually bring people together. And the great multicultural mix that we have in this country now has been really soundtracked by the music of the last 50 years.
Don Letts.
I guess people would write me off as being reggae-based, but that's just in my DNA. I grew up with rock and roll, went through the whole punk thing, you know, the whole soul boy thing. I was there at rave, I was standing in fields. I remain open to all the world has to offer, and I like to think that's reflected in my show. You know, the heritage and tradition of music, having deep impact and striking an emotional chord with me in particular, it still gets me out of bed every single day. It's something I can't help but be involved in.
Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.
Tonight from 10.
on BBC Radio
6 Music.
Charlie Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
I've been stood waiting to cross this road for 10 minutes. You really are second class as a pedestrian in Los Angeles. LA, it's like it's a great big freeway. I reckon you could put 100 down and buy a car. I'm now entering a CVS pharmacy. Air conditioning. Blessed air conditioning, it's so hot. I've realised why I called the Wilton the Wilshire before. It's because it's on Wilshire Boulevard, which you've probably heard of. I was reminded of this little tune by David Bowie the other day. Letter to Hermione, it's called. Now, I didn't know the name Hermione before Harry Potter. And I used to call this song Letter to Hermione. There you go. Didn't I look foolish? From CVS Pharmacy, here's David Bowie. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da.
The hand that wrote this letter sweeps the billow clean. So rest your head and read a treasured dream. I care for no one else but you. I tear my soul to cease the pain. I think maybe you feel the same. What can we do? Not quite sure what we're supposed to do. So I've been writing just for you. They say your life is going very well. They say you sparkle like a different girl. But something tells me that you hide. When all the world is warm and tired, you cry a little in the dark. Well, so do I. I'm not quite sure what you're supposed to say, but I can see it's not okay. He makes you laugh, he brings you out in style. He treats you well and makes you up real fine. And when he's strong for you. And when you kiss, it's something new. But did you ever call my name just by mistake? I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to do. So I'll just write some love to you.
Lovely, isn't it? Letter to Hermione by David Bowie. Or if you like, Letter to Hermione by David Bowie. Apparently, the correct pronunciation is Bowie, just in case you're one of those people who says it incorrectly. I'm in a CVS pharmacy on Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles, picking a thank you card for John Grant, who's opened up for the band. And I found this one. It says, thanky. Thanky, bo banky, banana farny, faux fanky, me my mo manky, thanky. If that doesn't mean anything to you, have a listen to this tune and it soon will.
The name game. Shirley, 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 Bo Burley, Bo Nana, Banna, Bo Burley, Be Fine, Mo Merley. Shirley. Lincoln, 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 Bo Bingan, Bo Nana, Banna, Bo Bingan, Be Fine, Mo Mingan. Lincoln. Come on, everybody. I say now let's play a game. I bet you I could make a rhyme out of anybody's name. The first letter of the name I treat it like it wasn't there. But a B or an F or an M will appear. And then I say Bo at a B. Then I say the name, then banana, fan, or an F. And then I say the name again with an F, third plane, then a B, phi, and a mo. And then I say the name again with an M this time.
There you go. Do you understand it now? So, John's thank you card, I'm still in the CVS pharmacy looking for wrapping paper, says, thank you, Bo Banky, Banana Fana, Fo Fanky, Me My Mo Manky, thank you. I hope he finds it amusing. Right, I'm going to play a Queens of the Stone Age tune. Quite heavy for a Sunday afternoon, but as long as you're not stirring your gravy while you're listening to it, you'll be okay. Basically, Queens of the Stone Age were playing at the Sasquatch Festival where we were in Washington State last week. Oh, a bit of Lenny Kravitz there for you. We'll have to declare that, you know. The BBC will have to pay a royalty. Oh, dear. Yeah, so we're at the Sasquatch Festival in Washington State, playing in a sort of a natural volcanic rock amphitheatre overlooking an incredible ravine with a lake in the bottom of it. And it was very beautiful, but a little bit hazardous, as Pete Turner found out to his cost. Later on in the night, Queens of the Stone Age were headlining. And yes, he'd had a drink, but it could have happened to anybody. It could have happened to a mountain goat. He fell down this rock embankment and the poor bugger scraped his chin and his lip and his eyebrow, and he needed stitches. He had to go to the hospital. He's bruised his ribs as well, so he's been feeling a little bashful the last couple of days. And in some ways, it's actually quite nice to see how the band rally round him and look after him and all that. So, for Pete Turner, recovering from a tall wound, there's always one, and it's usually him, to be fair. Recovering from a tour wound, here is A Song for the Dead by Queens of the Stone Age, featuring the most amazing drum intro. Dave Grohl guesting on the drums on this one, and I think it's Mark Lanigan singing it. Ladies and gentlemen, Queens of the Stone Age. That was Queens of the Stone Age with Pete Turner and his injured face. I find myself once again waiting for a long, long time at the corner of Wilshire Boulevard, waiting to cross the bloody road. Here we go. I've been given a green light, so to speak. So, is this the first radio link you've ever heard by somebody crossing a street in LA? maybe there's a good reason for that. I'm going to play this tune for my friend Andy Young. He's the drummer that you'll hear in a moment on this wonderful song. I'm very happy to say that Lift to Experience's only album, The Texas Jerusalem Crossroads, might be re-released by Mute Records. This is due largely to the fact that lead singer Joshua Pearson released a beautiful album called Last of the Country Gentlemen not so long ago, and it won a bunch of awards. I'm going to play one of Josh's solo songs later in the programme. But for now, here is the song that made me fall in love with the band many years ago. We worked out, it's 13 years ago that Elbow toured with Lift to Experience around France, and this became the anthem of that year. Really quite an extraordinary song. It's called These Are the Days, and yeah, lots of love to Andy. It was great to see him the other day.
These are the days marching toward us with vengeance in their eyes. These are the days racing toward us with blood on their teeth and lips. And I can hardly wait to hear that great trumpet sound pouring down out across the land. Bloody times ahead for God's chosen few, with our instruments and swords, weapons of war, marching around the city seven times. And I can hardly wait to hear that great trumpet sound pouring down out across the land. So we approach the end when God judges man's sin. Yeah, the time is running thin. Let the countdown begin. 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah!
News.
Fixed music. This is BBC Radio.
Six music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Justine Green. The Foreign Secretary William Hague has tried to draw a line under the public row between two senior Conservative ministers, describing it as a disciplinary matter which has been dealt with. The Education Secretary Michael Gove has apologised to David Cameron for the public row over the threat of religious extremism in schools in Birmingham. The Home Secretary Theresa May has had to fire her special adviser. The former Education Minister under Mr Gove, Tim Lawton, says it's deeply unhelpful when special advisers become part of the story.
They are there to assist ministers. They're there to help the government get on with its programme and there to make sure that the message of what the government is doing gets out there clearly and strongly in the press. They're not there to make sure their names get out and to promote some sort of civil war between different parts of the same government. That's really very unhelpful and we need to make sure that's stamped down on very quickly.
A farmer remains critically ill after breathing in fumes from a slurry tank in County Antrim. His 8-year-old son died. Relatives of some of the passengers on the missing Malaysian passenger plane are trying to raise a £3 million reward for information leading to the aircraft's whereabouts. There's been no news from the flight for 3 months. The England team have arrived at the hotel in Rio, where they'll be based for the World Cup. Their first match is next Saturday against Italy. Our correspondent at the hotel, Andy Swiss, says it's a better setup than the last World Cup.
There's a beautiful beach just across the road. There's an 18-hole golf course nearby. It's all in marked contrast to 4 years ago in South Africa when the players were cooped up inside a very remote training base, which they didn't seem to particularly enjoy. And the FA will hope this time they've struck a much better balance between privacy on the one hand and the players being able to enjoy themselves and relax on the other.
The defending Wimbledon champion Andy Murray has hired the French tennis player Amélie Mauresmo as his new coach. Mauresmo will take over from this week's Queen's Club tournament. And of course, she won the Wimbledon Ladies Single tournament in 2006. That's 6 Music News, more at 3:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Violent Femmes with Blister in the Sun. If you're aware of the bar in Manchester, Big Hands, which, to clear up a rumour, I do not own, it's owned by my friend Scott Alexander. It's called Big Hands because of the lyric in that song. Big Hands, you know you're the one. I'm not sure it's the greatest name in the world for a rock and roll bar, but then again, Elbow is very definitely not the greatest name in the world for a rock and roll band. So who am I to talk? Speaking of bands, here is the Beta Band. I was reminded about how much I love Steve Mason's voice when I heard him floating out of a car window. I can't remember what city I was in, but somewhere in America. I was surprised to hear the Beta Band, wherever it was, so it might have been somewhere quite rural, I don't know. It just sort of took me home a little bit. He's got a very plaintive, honest, direct and very gentle delivery. And this tune off Heroes to Zeros, Lion Thief, is just an absolute beauty. The Beta Band.
I lied to this man as I called him a friend. He fell as I tripped and he won't smile again. The fruits of the loops of the friendships that droop, they pulled at my head as I tried to play dead. Never realize I'm painting the corners, the edge as the fruits of the loops of the friendships that droop.
Thank you.
Lovely Thing was Line Thief by the Beta Band from their final album Heroes to Zeros. Speaking of Lovely Things, I mentioned that Andy Young, the drummer from Live to Experience, turned up in Portland, a very old friend of all of the band, and of John Grant, who maybe I'll be speaking to later on. If I don't manage to catch him in time, I'll get him tomorrow morning. I'll put it on next week's show, because I've got to fire this down the line to get it stitched together at the Beeb. But in any case, yeah, so Andy Young's a good friend of Elbows and John Grant's, and so is Jason Little of Granddaddy. In fact, Jason's a good friend of everybody mentioned, Andy, John, and all of us. So Jason turned up at the gig in Portland as well. Really lovely to see him. So I thought I'd play this tune from the Software Slump. This is Underneath the Weeping Willow, my friend Jason Little singing beautifully on this one.
I wanna sleep underneath the weeping willow as it cries all night quietly. It's tears all around. They're so soundly. Thank you.
Grandaddy and Underneath the Weeping Willow from the Software Slump, which if you don't own is an album that you must own. You've got to listen to it start to finish. It will change your life. Melody's Echo Chamber by Melody's Echo Chamber. Fantastic record. Pete Turner and I both love it very much. And it's ended up being the soundtrack to this US tour. This song is called Sometime Alone, Alone. Melody's Echo Chamber and Sometime Alone, Alone. This dressing room is very quiet right now, but in about an hour or so it's going to be humming with activity. And as the clock ticks on, I'm wondering if I'm going to manage to get an interview with John for this week's show. So I'll do it next week. How does that suit you? Let me see, where are we up to? Oh yeah, this tune by Louis Prima is guaranteed to keep me on any dance floor I ever walk on. In fact, if I'm not already on a dance floor, it's guaranteed to get me on it. At my drummer's wedding, at Jupp's wedding, Mark Potter, guitarist with Elbow, was DJing with our friend Neil, and he saw me and my missus at the time sneaking out of the room hand in hand, and he said, "Watch me turn Garvey round," to Neil. And he said he put the record on. As soon as I heard the intro, I literally spun on my heel, and he said it was quite hilarious how accurate his prediction was. There you go. The man's known me for 23 years. He's going to know how to keep me on the dance floor. Interestingly, if a very drunk Pete Turner wants to go to bed on a tour bus, if he decides it's time to go to his bunk, Pot will put You're My Best Friend by Queen on, and that will make Pete stay up. Clever, isn't it? Divisive DJing with Mark Ellis Potter. Anyway, here it is. Louis Prima's Just a Gigolo. You want to see the dad dancing I do to this.
And just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Oh, what they see. There will come a day, and youth will pass away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know there's just a gigolo. Life goes on without me. And just a gigolo, everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Oh, what they say. And there will come a day, and youth will pass away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know there's just a gigolo. Life goes on without me, 'cause I ain't got nobody. Oh, and there's nobody to kiss for me. There's nobody to kiss for me. I'm so sad and lonely. Sad and lonely, sad and lonely. Want some sweet mama? Come take a chance with me, 'cause I ain't so bad. Sweet love song. Oh, love the time. She will only be. Bop de bo ze bat. I ain't got nobody. Oh, and there's nobody kiss for me. There's no matter kiss for me. No matter kiss for me. No matter kiss for me. There you go. There you go. I
ain't got nobody.
Nobody kiss for me. There's nobody kiss for me.
I'm so sad and lonely.
Oh, lonely, oh, lonely, lonely, lonely. Want some sweet mama? Come and rescue me, 'cause I ain't so bad. And I sing her sweet love song. All of the time. She will only be. Only, 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 baby. Baby, I'm a sugar, darling. I ain't got nobody. Baby, ain't nobody.
Nobody.
It's nobody.
Louis Prima from The Wildest Louis Prima, which is a fantastic record. It should be at every party behind glass, you know, breaking emergency. I've never known a party go off like it does when you pluck that album on. That was Just a Gigolo. Wonderful, especially the drums.
Six Music.
Welcome to the BBC introducing Mixtape. 60 minutes of top tunes every week by some of the finest artists you've never heard of. A big part of my passion for this is the fact that I was 30 years on the road as a recording artist myself. I banged at the doors of the BBC because if the BBC didn't play you on the radio, nobody would ever get to hear your music. BBC Introducing turns that on its head. It lets down the ladder to the people who don't have insider contacts or a plug. All you have to be is good. Music that just smacks you around the ears. If we like it, we play it. The BBC Introducing Mixtape.
With Tom Robinson.
Six Music.
Supporting unsigned, undiscovered and under-the-radar musicians.
Download it now at the Six Music website.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star. I saw one.
The Birds are from this neck of the woods. I am in Los Angeles in the dressing room of the Wilton, awaiting a sound check for Elbow's last gig of this US tour with John Grant. I am going to grab an interview with John, but he's probably going to be on next week's show now. And anyway, the theme of this week's programme is, of course, bands from LA. Not all the members were from LA, but the Birds are kind of expected to have formed in LA. Here they are with 8 Miles High. Birds and 8 Miles High. Let's have a bit of cloud control for your Sunday afternoon.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
That was Silver Sun Pickups, who are native Los Angelians, and Melatonin. Love that tune. Reminds me very much of when Elbow were here doing our third album, which was mixed by Tom Rothrock, who lives up in the Cahuenga Hills. Quite an amazing, opulent pad that Tom's got up there. He had some success with Beck as a record. And him and his wife live in Marlena Dietrich's old house. There's pictures of her and Greta Garbo in the house that you're standing in on the wall. And there's a huge bit of decking out the back of Tom's place, which is sort of annexes his studio, that looks directly at the Hollywood sign. And the view from his front room window is downtown Los Angeles. So you can imagine it's a crazily opulent place to work. But a very lovely man, Tom, and his wife, very lovely as well. Here's a story. Now, this might make Tom sound like a show-off. He certainly is not. He's a very gentle, natured guy. But he couldn't help show-off on this one occasion. He showed Craig into his front room. We needed to record a last-minute bit of piano on one of the songs. In fact, I think it was a song called The Ever There. Anyway, so Craig is notoriously fussy about his pianos, and he went in and he sat down at this grand piano, and the first time I'd ever heard Craig sit at a piano and say that he liked it, he said, this is amazing, this is the best piano I've ever played. And Tom said, it's the best, in fact. And Craig said, what do you mean? So he said, it's a Fazoli, and they're generally accepted to be the best pianos in the world, and when I bought it, there was a letter in it from Mr. Fazoli saying it was the best one he ever made. So it's the best, in fact. I just love that. Whether or not you agree with that is, well, none of my concern at all. But if you want to argue with me about that being the best piano in the world, feel free. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Let's move straight on with another son of Los Angeles. We've just been talking about him. Here's Beck with Movie Theme. I absolutely love this tune. Perfect Sunday afternoon music.
Thank you.
and movie theme from his album The Information. Some responsible use of synthesizers there. Absolutely wonderful. I want to play a tune by John Grant now, because I've been enjoying it so much, and kind of in lieu of the interview I thought I might have time to get before my deadline for this programme. I will interview John, and I'll have him on the show next week. For now, here's this tune's been going down great every night. It's called Glacier, and this version features Sinead O'Connor. The wonderful John Grant.
You just want to live your life the best way you know how, but they keep on telling you that you are not allowed. They say you are sick, that you should hang your head in shame. They are pointing fingers and want you to take the blame. There are days when people are so nasty and convincing. They say things beyond belief that sting and leave you wincing. And to boot, they say their words come straight down from above, and they really seem to think that what they're doing counts as love. This pain, it is a glacier moving through you and carving out deep valleys and creating spectacular landscapes. Nourishing the ground with precious minerals and other stuff. So don't you become paralyzed with fear when things seem particularly rough.
Yeah.
nourishing the ground with precious minerals and other stuff. So don't you become paralyzed with fear when things seem particularly rough.
Glacier by the wonderful John Grant. He's been doing a great stripped down version of that with a synthesizer every night on this tour. What's that noise? It's probably Pete Turner being wheeled into the dressing room. Let's hear again from the Beckopedia, the fascinating one, this one. A transatlantic. Now then?
Now then. Leslie Duncan's musical career has all the ingredients to make the perfect almost but not quite story. She was a talented singer-songwriter in the 60s at a time when girls just didn't do that. Nevertheless, she was signed for the princely sum of £7 a week and in short order released singles and then an album which were critically acclaimed but didn't sell. She was also a backing vocalist, performing on most of Dusty Springfield's catalogue, as well as Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. And her biggest break was when Elton John performed her ballad Love Song as a duet with her on his Tumbleweed Connection album. Result? Well, not much. So after three more solo albums, she simply walked away to live out her days in the country with her husband and kids. A sad story? Well, not really. Crippling stage fright aside, Leslie Duncan really didn't like the music industry, nor was she willing to pay the price of fame as she'd watched so many of her friends do. So she quit with no regrets, leaving behind nothing but a small treasure trove of songs. Not exactly rock and roll, but then not many of those stories have such a happy ending. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Words I have to say may well be simple, but they're true. Until you give your love, there's nothing more that we can do. Love is the opening Love is what we came here for. No one could offer you more. Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen? You say it's very hard to leave behind the life we knew. But there's no other way, and now it's really up to you. Love is the key we must turn. Truth is the flame we must burn. Freedom the lesson we must learn. Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really Love is the key we must turn. Truth is the flame we must burn. Freedom the lesson we must learn. Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen? Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen? Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen?
Leslie Duncan, as chosen by the Beckopedia, that was her version of Love Song. Well, it's her song, so it was just her doing Love Song. I've confused myself there.
I think I'm probably like most people with music. I listen to music depending on what mood I'm in. When you're a musician, you do home into certain things, thinking about how it's been constructed. It's kind of quite nice when that doesn't happen and you just hear a tune that just takes you away and sends you off into another world. Hi, my name is Alison Goldfrapp. This weekend, join me as I'll be playing some of my favourite music, 60s soundtracks, electronica, exotica, and other fabulous tunes. I picked these records because they've meant different things to me at different times of my life, things that have inspired my work, all the things that I love.
This is Alison Goldfrapp.
This afternoon from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on 6 Music.
I promise you, from Josh T. Pearson. He was the lead singer of an amazing band called Lift to Experience. We ran into their drummer, an old friend of ours, Andy, when we were in Portland last week. Josh went on to make a solo album, a really beautiful solo album. This is a song from it called Country Dumb. It's a cracker.
Pay attention.
sweet dreaming was all we could afford.
Richard Swift is a chap I always forget to invite when I'm in America to gigs. I would love to see Richard. He's a cool dude. He supported us out here, I don't know, many years ago. If you're not familiar with his music, you really should check it out. I want to convince you of this song called Lady Luck.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm Justine Green. Andy Murray has shocked the world of tennis in appointing the former women's tennis champion Amélie Mauresmo as his new coach. She'll take over the role for the Queen's Club Championships next week. The former Wimbledon winner Pat Cash is surprised.
It's very unusual. I'm not sure how she's going to get in the locker room, but I think a few eyebrows will be raised. But you know, she's smart. She's got a great game, and you know, Andy's not going to just pick somebody for no reason. You know, I'm surprised. I think most people will probably be surprised, but it may work.
The Foreign Secretary William Hague has praised David Cameron for showing firm leadership in dealing with a public row between two cabinet ministers over how to deal with suspected Muslim extremism in schools. The Education Secretary Michael Gove has apologised. A close advisor to the Home Secretary Theresa May has been sacked. A man has collapsed and died after finishing a charity half marathon in Essex. Medical staff were unable to revive the man, who was in his 30s, after the race in Southend. An investigation has started after an 8-year-old boy died in an accident involving a slurry tank in County Antrim. It's understood he was overcome by fumes on a farm near Dunloy. The boy's father is critically ill. Richard Wright is BBC Northern Ireland's agricultural correspondent.
The scenario is a fairly normal, depressing one as far as the slurry gases are concerned. Generally what happens is one person goes in, they get affected by the gas, the other person goes in to try and get them out, and you end up with this double tragedy.
Relatives of some of the passengers on the missing Malaysian plane are trying to raise a £3 million reward for information leading to its whereabouts. There's been no news from the flight for 3 months. And the England team have arrived at the hotel in Rio, where they'll be based for the World Cup. Their first match is next Saturday against Italy. And that's the Six Music News. The next update is at 4:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Six Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
You'll get down. You're never running from this town. And I think you said you'll never get anything better than this. 'Cause you're going round in circles, and everyone knows your trouble. Thank you.
Oh, Peter. I've told everyone about your injuries, Pete.
Oh, yeah.
How are you feeling?
All right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Fat lippy.
Yeah, he's got a fat lip. He's got a plaster on his head. It does look quite cool in a way. Do you, are you not seeing the rock and roll in this situation?
No. An overwhelming sadness.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
It's my own fault, partly.
No, I think anyone could have gone over it. You could have been a mountain goat and still fallen off that precipice. It was, yes. A lack of health and safety you wouldn't expect in this particular country.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
I'm going to play you a song to cheer you up. I'm going to play you It's Getting Late in the Evening by the Marvellous Talk Talk. Will that make you feel better?
I love that tune.
Okay, mate, here it comes. Pete Turner, ladies and gentlemen, Wild Man of Rock.
Hurts.
Hurts when I laugh.
Rock hurts. Ask Mark Potter.
Thank you.
Played that recently, but I don't think you can play it too often. Talk, and it's getting late in the evening. I'll never tire of that tune. It's wonderful. I've got my appearance on Desert Island Discs coming up soon. It's drawing ever closer. In fact, I have to have it decided before I get back from the States, because there's a preliminary research meeting for me to have. That is a big one, as you can imagine. 8 songs I couldn't live without. What am I going to do? Anyway, it will be broadcast, I'm sure, so you'll find out eventually. But that, it might be up there. Do you think I could have like 4 talk tunes on my Desert Island Discs? Maybe they talk you out of that. I don't know. Anyway, this next tune is a little beauty. It doesn't even count as a full song. Maybe they'll let me have this one as an extra. I wonder if I could have 9. Nah, there's no way. Kirsty's a bit too strict for that kind of thing. Anyway, it was a Song for Guy recommendation from Kevin Phillips, and it's made it into certainly my top 10 ever songs. A very sad, incredibly poignant lyric. It's only 1 minute 50 seconds long. It's Joanna Newsom's On a Good Day. This really is a thing of beauty.
Hey, 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 the end is near. On a good day, you can see the end from here. But I won't turn back now, though the way is clear. I will stay for I saw life and I called it mine. I saw it drawn so sweet and fine. And I had begun to fill in all the lines, right down to what we name her. Our nature does not change by will. In the
still my beating heart. Joanna Newsom and On a Good Day. That was a Song for Guy recommendation many moons ago from Kevin Phillips. Do keep your Song for Guy recommendations coming in, would you folks? It's what keeps the heart of the finest hour beating. This next tune is from Interpol, from the album Turn on the Bright Lights. I didn't make any radio in New York this time. It just didn't sort of fall that way. So this is to the good people of New York who gave us such an amazing reception at the Webster Hall. This is NYC. Love this song.
Thank you. This is it. Brazil 2014.
Brasil 2014.
Shot comes in. Oh, my God!
But it's a clear handball.
Mão na bola.
Offside.
Impedimento. No fundo da rede.
The one we've all been waiting for.
Steven Gerrard.
Ronaldo.
Mesut Ozil.
Messi.
Iniesta.
Neymar.
A Copa do Mundo no Brasil.
Starts this Thursday across the BBC.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
I don't know if you can hear bass sounds, sound check sounds happening above me. I'm going to have to go and get ready for tonight's performance. Apologies, I didn't manage to grab John before I had to fire this down the line to y'all. But I will get him and we'll have him on next week's show, hopefully. But I've had a good time with you. I hope you don't mind his absence too much. I look a bit like him, if that's any help whatsoever. Anyway, Fleet Foxes, they were on Bella Union. I think they still are on Bella Union. Simon Raymond's record label. And John Grant's manager as well, who's a lovely woman called Fiona. She was on the ground floor in setting up Bella Union. So you can imagine, we had an awful lot to talk about musically. And these guys came up in conversation. What are they up to at the moment? I should find out. You could tell me, though, couldn't you? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Here are Fleet Foxes with the first tune I heard from them, Mykonos. Lovely song, lovely lads as well, in case you were wondering.
Oh no.
say that I can't speak spontaneously now. Now I have to say that again.
I could have asked you a better question anyway. Should we try it again?
Yeah.
It's all right. It's not live radio, so no one will hear this.
All right. We can edit this.
One of the hardest things about going home from America is going to be saying goodbye to Kate and Sarai, our string players, who've been marvellous. We've only met them on this tour. They were plunged into the turmoil, inky black narcotic organisation that is Elbow Inc. With barely any warning, and they've held up wonderfully. I'm delighted to say that they're lovely human beings as well. But are you going to miss us, girls?
Very much so.
Yes. Yeah. Already.
We already miss you, and you're standing right in front of me.
What are you doing next? Are you going back to New York?
I am, yeah.
Are you, Sarai?
Yes.
Yeah. And yeah. Have you got another project on? Have you got some more touring? What are you doing?
Playing a little jazz quartets when I get home. Actually, first I have a classical concert that I start rehearsals for right when I get back. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play some Ravel and some Benjamin Britten.
Wow.
Your countryman. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to move on to a little jazz project the following week, and then I have a couple more things after that. So, yeah.
Amazing. What about you, Sarai?
I've been too busy with the store to think about what's going to happen in a few days. I'm just trying to savor every moment now, and then I'll deal with what comes when it arrives.
You'll go where the wind takes you.
Yes.
Well, thank you both very much, ladies. We all love you very much. Thanks for a great tour.
You're welcome.
Oh,
thank you.
It's been really fun for us.
We'll meet again.
I hope so.
I feel it in my bones. I'm going to play you out with Bill Evans' Peace Peace, because I always do. Everybody digs Bill Evans, and everyone in Elbow digs Katie and Sarai. Thank you, Britain. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington. See you all next week when I'll be back at home in my little attic. Bye.